Jerry of the Circus. For Jerry of the Circus.
Jiminy Willikers, Carlos. Imagine that lion loose out there with all those people around.
It is awful, Jerry. Nobody can handle that lion but Jason, and he is nowhere to be found.
It's fierce. Nobody in the circus can handle those lions like Jason, and he... Say, Jiminy Crickets, why didn't I think of it before?
What is it, Jerry?
Why, of course. I heard Jason talking in the mess tent this morning.
Oh, what's that got to do?
Jason was talking about getting a haircut.
Hey there, Jerry. Where are you going?
Order to the barber shop. I bet Jason's there.
Don't you go out. It's dangerous. You can't help. Hey, Jerry, come back here.
Right.
He's okay.
Don't worry, Carlos. We'll be all right. Come on, Regs. We got work to do. Golly, listen to that noise over there. Imagine one lion causing all that commotion. Come on, Reg, we'd better keep going. Gee whiz, you don't think that lion's gotten in the menagerie tent, do you? It sure sounds as if he's in there all right. And elephants are scared stiff of lions, too. Hope those elephants don't stampede. Come on, Reg, we've got to beat it.
What's all the excitement back there in the circus lot?
A lion's loose. Better keep away.
You said it, kid. I'm pecking on the lamb. Guess I ain't even curious.
Gee, guess we're most there. Watch out crossing the street. Right, look out those cars.
Hey, watch where you're going, kid. You want to keep on over?
Sorry, a lion's loose at the circus.
Hey, you don't say. Well, I guess I don't blame you none. I think I'll keep going myself.
Beat it, Ray. Get across while it's safe. Let's see where that barbershop is. Golly, what do you think you are, a bloodhound? Sniffing along like that. You can't follow a scent on the sidewalk. Look right, Mars. There's the barbershop, all right. Jason, Jason. Oh, there you are.
Hey, Jerry, my boy.
Jason, quick. You gotta go. Hurry up.
What do you mean, gotta go? Where? I can't go anywhere with my face all suds like this.
You got it. One of the lions. It's loose. Gee, Jason, hurry.
One of my lions loose? Well, why didn't you say so? Where?
Over by the menagerie tent. Quick.
Hey, you. You got to go like it. That's where she is here.
Oh, can't I, though? When did it happen, Jerry?
Just a little while ago, I guess.
Well, how did it happen?
Well, I don't know. I was over by Bunk's wagon. We just heard the yells and people shouting for you.
Well, how'd you happen to come over here for me?
You're right. Careful. Well, I just guessed, Jason. I remembered you saying something about needing a shave at breakfast.
You got a good head on you, Jerry. I guess we'd better run. We got no time to lose. Are you tired?
No, I could run all day. I just get out of breath, that's all.
All right, come on.
Mm-hmm.
go careful now we're on the lot. Don't want to rush into a spot where we get into trouble ourselves and couldn't get that lion back into the cage.
Golly, I should say not.
It's a risky business trying to catch a lion that's gotten away. Even the tamest one like Daisy.
I wouldn't be afraid of her. Much.
No? Well, you should be. Even the tame ones get so frightened when they find themselves in strange surroundings that you can't depend on what they'll do. They don't even know themselves.
Well, no wonder, the way everyone screams and shouts.
I wonder where that cat is. It seems to have quieted down.
I think he was in the menagerie tent. The elephants were raising an awful ruckus.
Oh, I can imagine. Elephants are scared to death of cats.
It's funny. I should think they could kill a cat easy. She's in the main tent.
Good night. It sounds like Nemo. Gee, I hope it's not.
Why, is he worse than the other lion?
Oh, I'll say he is. He's the most vicious cat I've got in the outfit.
Jumping Jupiter.
That's the cat that laid me up in the hospital almost one whole winter.
Gee whiz, well, what's he gonna do?
I wish I knew. He's in the main tent, all right. You stay here.
There's no one in sight.
Everyone's trying to hide out. You can't blame him.
Jason, there he goes, like Yellow Streak. Right out of the main tent.
Yeah, and right into Clara's wardrobe top. It's Nemo, all right.
Hey there, listen, somebody. I need a couple of guys to drag that lion's wagon over here. Anybody willing to help?
Yeah, I'll help, boss. So am I.
Good. Now you two drag his wagon over here near the wardrobe top as soon as you can.
Okay, boss.
Gee, they're swell, aren't they?
Yeah, it takes a lot of nerve to try and capture an escaped cat.
One of those fellas is a new man.
What new man?
The fellow I've got to take Zeke's place. He works for Murray. His name's Spike. Gee, what can I do to help Jason?
Well, not a thing. Thanks, Jerry. You stay right here. I gotta get up to that wardrobe tent.
Gee, Willikers, it's all quiet over there. I wonder what happened.
Oh, he's probably lying low, scared to death and waiting for us to make the first move.
Gee whiz, I wish you...
Oh, Jerry.
Well, all right, but you be careful.
You bet I will. Wish me luck.
Aw, oh, gee, Reg, but I sure hate to see Jason go up there so close. They got Nemo's cage all right. Golly, I hope nothing happens and they get the lion in his cage.
Say, you fellas, drag that wagon up to the front flap and open the cage door. I'll make a lot of noise back of the tent and maybe he'll rush right through that flap and into his cage before he knows what he's doing.
Gee whiz, did you hear that, Reg? Listen to what he's going to try and do.
Be sure and have a stick or something to protect yourself in case he gets out one side. Now, I got a gun in and I'll shoot him before I let him hurt either one of you. But we got to catch him alive if we possibly can. You understand?
Sure. We got it. Where's the stick?
Well, grab one of those camp stools. They're as good as anything. Remember, I got a gun in case of emergency.
I'm ready if you are, bud.
Sure. I'm ready. Let her go, boss.
Golly, this is sure exciting, Rex. Not a sound yet out of that wardrobe top. I wonder what Nemo's doing in there. Gee, there goes Jason back to the wardrobe top now. When he starts his racket, we better keep our eyes peeled. If Nemo misses that cage door, he may head in any direction.
Nemo, get there! Get Nemo, come on!
Jason sure can make plenty of noise for one person. Hey, there Nemo comes, right out between the flaps. But what's he got on his head? It's all covered up.
He can't go. He can't be very gone with that stuff on his head.
Take it back.
Go ahead.
Help.
Take
him out.
Take
him
out.
Bump right in his face. That cherub in front of you, fight. He can't see. Bud, come around here. Let's try and chase him into that cage from this side.
Okay, Bud.
Jason goes right up near him. Gee, Reg, Nemo can't see what he's doing with that costume thing over his head.
Watch out, folks. I'm going to pull this stuff off Nemo's head. We can't do anything with him if he can't see where he's going. You ready, Spike?
Go ahead.
How about it, Bud?
Okay, Bud.
Now work fast, fellas. The minute I pull the cloth off his head, wave those chairs at him and try to head him into his cage.
All right, Bud.
Here goes.
Jiminy Christmas, Nemo's all day his life. He doesn't seem to know what's going on. Reg, stay here. Where are you going? Reg, come back here. Get away from that lion.
Quick, fellas, get him into his cage. Oh, doggone that dog.
That pesky dog.
Oh, well, I'll be. Look at that little dog go after Nemo.
Reg, come here. Reg, you'll get killed.
Reg! Jason, what'll I do? Reg will get killed.
I'm sleeping and dreaming. Reg is chasing that lion.
I never saw anything like that in all my life as an animal trainer. Hey, you guys, got a rope?
Yes, as long as we're here on the ground.
Well, get it here, quick. Maybe I can lasso that cat.
Hey, can you lasso, too?
Well, a little. I'm not so hot, but I can try.
Jason, look, Nemo's headed for Johnny Brandon's wagon.
My golly, is Johnny in there?
I haven't seen him all morning.
Hey there, get some stones and head that lion off that wagon.
You're too late. Look, there he goes right up the steps. Reg!
I got him shut in there, good and proper.
Are you sure Johnny Bradley isn't in there?
With all this going on? Nah, if he'd been there, he'd have his door closed, wouldn't he?
Guess you're right, but honest, my heart stood still when Nemo rushed in there. Mr. Bradley had never had a chance.
Well, I didn't let that precious little dog of yours in with him anyhow.
Rags, you bad dog, you. Yes, you are. Jason would have had you all safe and escaped by now if you hadn't busted things up.
Hey, drag that wagon over to Bradley's dressing room. We'll get Nemo behind the bars this time.
Okay, boss. We'll be right with you.
Gee, Jason, I'm terrible sorry about Rags.
Oh, it worked out all right, Jerry, but it might have been pretty serious.
I don't know what got into him.
Well, probably he thought we were doing such a bad job, he decided he'd better help us out. Was that it, Rags?
After this, Mr. Rags, you tend to your own business and let the other folks in this circus run their jobs in their own way.
Oh, it was worth it, Jerry. Honestly, I've been in this business a long time, but this is the first time I ever heard of a dog chasing a lion around.
Dad used to tell me a story about a lion that was afraid of a mouse, and that's littler than a dog.
Yeah, but that was a story.
Hey, boss, here's the cage.
Yep, we're all set, boss.
Golly, Nemo's sure quiet in there.
He's scared to death, probably. Thank heaven we got him in there where we can handle him. All right, boys, open up the door to the cage and back it up to the dressing wagon.
No sooner said than done, boss. Here's the wagon.
I'll open the door.
Bradley, he's in there after all.
Good night. He can't be.
He'll be killed. It's your shoot.
Jason, quick. We gotta do something. The door, quick. Bradley will get killed.